This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2115. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 2nd, Australia, Canada, China, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Egypt, Europe, Germany, India, Italy, Kashmir, Korea South, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, Norway, Russia, Solomon Islands, Turkey, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard was excited to hear some audio from the low-power Australian Unique Radio on 5035 USB, Friday, November 26th, first hearing at 10:25 past 11:01, but off the air by 11:40. He says, I got some audio, an outstanding day for Australian reception. The other one on 5055 4KZ was doing fairly well, until they went off at 10 UT instead of 12:05 the day before. But Ron got enough details on Unique Radio for Tim Gaynor there to send him an EQSL, and then heard again December 1st with better reception than the week before, from 10:16 until off at 11:06 UT. An impressive signal for 120 watts. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Calgary Herald of November 26th. Sergeant X-Comrade build on success with sophomore album The Elephant in the Room. Partway through the secret song, number station mix, when the mysterious transmissions start. Yes, this album of music includes, as an effect, recordings of shortwave numbers stations. The article goes on for some time, and it spurred comments from a number of other contributors who have found number stations in other media or other songs. Of course, you'll find the full story or a link to it and many other items too long to mention here in the World of Radio IO group. Ron Howard also notes that the China station on 4940 has changed its ID slightly. It had been known as Voice of Strait, but now he's hearing it ID as Voice of Taiwan Strait News Radio. We're not sure what the significance of this may be. Listen to this clip after the Chinese. At the end, you will hear this ID in English. That was at 1000 UT, December 1st. By the way, they were parallel to their other frequency, 4900, with test zones and open carrier until 0956, when they split. New frequencies from Radio Havana, Cuba. 9700, first reported by Alan Pennington in the British CX Club, November 26th, instead of 6165, in English from 0520. This may last until 0700 or later. It seems sometimes they go off earlier, sometimes later. But between 04 and 07, it's subject to co-channel interference from the Voice of Turkey in Turkish, but aimed toward North America. Anyhow, it's good news for WBCQ and Area 51 if Cuba stays away from 6165, clearing 6160 of interference. And Cuba seems to start as early as 0200 UT with the English broadcast, parallel to 6000 at first. Official B-21 schedule from Cuba shows Spanish on 9710, changing to 9650 at midnight UT for several hours more, but not heard so far. In fact, they're on 9640, where I found them December 1st at 0133, but splattering up to 9650 at least via remotes in Missouri, still parallel to 9535. Something's always wrong at RHC. Ron Howard in California continues to hear music on the 40-meter ham band, just after 11 UT each morning, 7110 LSB, and in Spanish. It sounds almost like a broadcast station, but I've been listening to his clips, and it is a ham net in the Caribbean area. But the net control station is the one playing music, which of course is supposedly a no-no in ham radio. His call is hard to copy, but it sounds like HI3V, and we definitely hear a contact with Venezuela, YV5AW. This was on December 1st, around 1110 UT. He also gives time checks for the minus 4 and minus 5 UT zones.
En India, Tres Victoria para el Cafecito Mañanero, edición 153. Colega, a reportarse, buenos días.
Lleve 5 Alfa Wiki, ahí Arturo.
Lleve 5 Alfa Wiki, asiento número 6, tome ese su cambio, ahí lo
Name of the net is Cafecito Mañanero, or Morning Coffee Break, and it was the edition number 153. Something still egregious in Egypt. Radio Cairo trying to make a comeback on shortwave on the 9 MHz band, but with great problems. 9440 is in use for the Albanian hour at 15 UT. It's being reported by Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight. He says moving up and down the band by a few hundred kilohertz shouldn't pose a problem, but not heard on any of the other scheduled frequencies until 9900 later on. Alexander Busnag in Germany says, unfortunately, their 9440 transmitter puts out a weaker signal than the other one on 9900. 9440, most of the energy doesn't go to the AM carrier, but to a terrible, extremely strong, more than 20 kilohertz wide wandering buzz byproduct disturbing other frequencies around 9500 kilohertz. The 9900 kHz transmitter has a strong carrier and produces no buzz byproduct, but the modulation is terribly distorted, as we've kept hearing almost every day for the 2115 English broadcast. Alexander says, the buzz is always there when they're transmitting on 9440. On November 26, it started at 15 UT on 9545, and at the end of the Albanian broadcast, it was on 9510. The upper frequency is actually slightly off, or considerably off, measured around 9899.58, give or take. On December 1st, I was trying to listen to it via the remote in Holland in the sync mode, but it was driving that remote receiver crazy as it kept trying to lock on, but it kept unlocking as the frequency display jumped around. Arthur Posner near New York writes about the November 30th broadcast. A wild newscaster in excellent English, but still enormously distorted at 22 UT. Frankly, I would be mighty scared to monitor this kind of modulation on an oscilloscope. It will probably burn out in a few minutes due to embarrassment. From the SWCH website on November 30th, this by Jos Tabak in translation from Dutch. Dr. Tim passed away on November 28th. After a few bad days in the hospital, he fell asleep peacefully. We all knew him as Dr. Tim, and no matter where he appeared, the atmosphere was good, especially on 48 and 76 meters. He did a lot, and everyone who knows the scene knows what kind of veteran he was. Let us cherish him and remember the many funny and beautiful moments that we had with him at every summer meeting or DX camp. Dr. Tim's real name, born on the 12th of June, 1949, was Werner Schauermann. Oh, in case you're wondering, that was filed under E for European pirates. From the German Amateur Radio Club website, Dark, November 28th, via Wolfgang Büschel, translated, the time signal station DCF-77 in Germany will remain in operation for another 10 years. It's been extended until 2031. Contract with Media Broadcast. That's the one on longwave 77.5 kHz, which apparently automatically sets clocks, much like WWVB in North America. It transmits from Mindflingen near Frankfurt. Alan Rowe in UK reports All India Radio using 3, not just 2, DRM channels, heard that way for the first time, November 29th at 1945 on 9620, with a good signal lock. The extra channel was Ragam Classical Music on Channel B, while French was on both channels A and C. Joe's Jacob tells us that All India Radio's external service extended on December 1st. All services that were off the air, except Russian, Sinhala, and Thai, resumed. That means Dari, Pashto, Farsi, and Arabic. What about English, I say? Nope. He says that's unlikely to come back on shortwave. However, here's something else to look forward to. T. Bargal forwards an IARU report that India is building its own over-the-horizon radar. According to a report by Alpha Defense India, the Defense Research and Development Organization's premier radar development lab is working on an OTH radar system to keep a close eye on Chinese movements in the Indian Ocean region. The system design has been completed. The next step is the realization of a prototype. OTH radar often massively interferes with ham radio, like the well-known Russian container, the British radar from Cyprus, and more from Iran and China. Not to mention ham radio, but broadcast radio. About that radio tower in Sicily that was going to be demolished, more on that from Roberto Scaglioni. Many had moved to block the demolition, scheduled and postponed until April. From the mayor of Caltanissetta to the municipal councillors, we learned that the Superintendency of Cultural Heritage has started procedures to assign the RAI antenna that stands on the Sant'Anna Hill the status of an asset of cultural interest to be subject to a restriction. So, in a nutshell, the antenna should remain in place. The weekly Kashmir Kibitas program, Tuesdays at 16 UT on 15170, was missing both on November 23rd and 30th, 2 weeks in a row, so apparently it's been suspended or it's finished. Ron Howard in California updates us on the changes concerning clandestines from South to North Korea as of Monday, November 29th. Echo of Hope, VOH, at 0851 UT was on 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100. And the North Koreans had kept up with their jamming, moving from 4880 to 4885. However, Voice of the People seemed to have a carrier but no audio detected on its formerly six frequencies. On November 30th, he made out audio on 6520, while others seemed to be just a carrier. Voice of Freedom on 6045 continued to be free of former super jamming from North Korea at 09 UT. However, on December 2nd, Voice of Freedom went back to its alternate frequency 5920, starting at 0753, but still no jamming. On ABDX, Tim Hall in California reports that XEFCR 1670 in Reynosa, Tamaulipas, Mexico, is testing at low power with soft rock music audible with weak signals on a remote across the river in Brownsville. Terry Kruger in the Florida Panhandle has also heard it. November 29th at 11:56 past 12 UT on 1670.035, slightly variable, with interference from a U.S. station, and there's another Mexican on 1670 as well, XEANAH, Radio Anahuac in Mexico State. And there's a confusing situation on 760 in Mexico, along the home of XEABC in Mexico City, but now he's hearing XERAG, which is Radio Alegria, in Mexico State, December 1st at 09:38. But Mount Orito says the webpage of Radio Alegria shows it's in Acapulco and not Mexico City. And they may be relaying news from a Radio Cañon. Tim Hall says ABC has announced they plan to rebrand all their stations and remove ABC from their slogans. But we have no idea what that new branding will be. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2115. Also bringing you our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Doug Brown of Ontario and Florida, who sent a generous check in U.S. funds, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, says there's been a test transmission, a new clandestine broadcast to Myanmar, but presumably still radio NUG, on 17730. It was airing on Wednesday and Thursday at 12 to 13 UT via the UAE site. While his companions were focusing on medium wave DX during a week in Newfoundland, Don Moore was instead pulling in maritime stations on the 2 MHz band and has published an extensive report about those, and also went after European low-power pirates or private stations, mostly on the 6 MHz band, including these heard on November 14th. On 6130, Radio Casanova from the Netherlands, carrier on at 0827, IDs at 57 and 0937. A few announcements in Dutch, fading after 10 UT, but still some signal after 1100. And he got an EQSO with a power of 375 watts. Also 6140, Radio Onda in Borculo, Netherlands. That's the one with Brazilian music, but based in Belgium. But there were also some English and Portuguese pops, weak but clear signal, heard from 0750 when the carrier came on, and mostly gone by 0930. More from Don Moore about his beverage de-expedition in Newfoundland, concentrating just above the medium wave broadcast band, concerning Norway in particular. He says Telenor operates 13 weather broadcast stations, 5 in southern Norway for Coastal Radio South, and 8 others, 6 on the mainland, and 1 each on Svalbard, 1731 kHz, Jan Mayen, 1743, are used by Norwegian Coastal Radio North, and 2 additional little-known stations operated by the Norwegian Meteorological Institute on Bjørnøya, Bear Island, 1757 kHz, and Hopen Island, 1750. These last two appear to be very old. He says, I heard all 15 Norwegians at least twice, and have received EQSLs from Bjørnøya Meteo and Hopen Meteo. As to how rare the Arctic islands are, Bjørnøya and Hopen have never been reported to the Utility DX Forum since its founding. I count all 4 of these Arctic islands as among my best DX catches ever. Beyond that, Don Moore says, I got decodes from 4,019 different ships and 95 coastal stations in 51 countries. From DX Forum via RustyX, more about that Russian pirate on 3940, Free Waves Bay, but also being reported on medium wave 1575. They say it's already in mwlist.org, as 2 kilowatts but unlicensed from Smolensk, formerly known as Radio Comintern. Vadim Komarov received a reply from the station saying the main frequencies are 3940, presumably a converted military transmitter, traveling on wheels from the Chernobyl zone, possibly remotely controlled. 1575, 2 kilowatts. Source of the broadcast is presumably in the swamps of St. Petersburg. It's also been reported on 7300 and on 1777 kilohertz. However, here's another report about the 1575 station from Nils Dievel. Using a remote receiver in Latvia, he's getting the strongest signal and thinks it may be there. It's actually on 1574.86. I doubt it's Radio Comintern from Smolensk, but for the Russian minority in Latvia, a cultural station, heard with a heavy metal concert at 1430 UT, and then folk songs at the Kiwi near Minsk. The program is heard too, but a weaker signal in the daytime. Unhard notes that Solomon Islands is still not being heard on 5020 or 9545, November 29th and 30th. Between 10 and 11 UT checks. As you may have heard in the news, there have been riots in the Solomon Islands over political issues. And Matt Francis in Australia says, while the shortwave outlets of SIBC are off the air, its online feed is running live programming as usual. It's sibconline.com.sb. Ken Zeke in Michigan reports, hearing English programming from Voice of Turkey on 15270, November 19th, from 1345 until off at 1402. Well, this is another of those cases where the Voice of Turkey failed to change frequency. It had been on 15270 for German until 1330, but English, after 1330, is supposed to be on 12035. Something's always erroneous, said Emmerler. In New Zealand DX Times, Martin Hadlow in Brisbane says, there was an article about the potential demise of AM radio in the UK, also saying that the BBC's Radio 4 Longwave on 198 kHz would presumably also leave the air. However, Martin Hadlow says the long-wave station at Droitwich may in fact be saved from closure for one simple reason. In time of war, it is said to be a key communications asset of the UK government. The 198 transmitter, using 500 kilowatts, is believed to be the central point of a potential wartime broadcasting service operated by the BBC, but communicating government-controlled news and info during a nuclear or conventional strike on the UK. There's an intriguing single-letter beacon, sending A in Morse code, DIDA, on 2097.3 kHz. I used to hear it just about any night when the conditions were quiet, but it was last logged on May 31st, 2020, at 0619 UT. But now I've heard it again, November 27th at 0730, just barely audible. I band scan there past almost every night, and have always been alert for it since I last logged it. The ID comes out once every decasecond, so you have to keep on the frequency, like 2097 USB, for at least 10 seconds or you'll miss it. It was supposedly located in Quartzsite, Arizona, just east of the California border on I-10. However, someone listening locally said it is not at that location, so it's anywhere but Quartzsite, somewhere in the southwestern U.S. At the same time, I was hearing the regular Desert Whooper beacon on 4095.65, 0728 UT, November 22nd, or 27th. It makes a sweeping sound upward, but every so often there is a CWID as DW. There used to be another one just above 4102 with an ID as W, but I've not been hearing it. Last week's World of Radio, number 2114, was missing from its scheduled time on WMRI Europe via Channel 292 Germany, Sunday, November 28th at 1330 on 9670. However, Neil Gates explains that there was a storm with winds of 90 miles an hour hitting the UK, which took out power supply and internet connectivity, so they cannot properly feed their programs to the transmitter in Germany, but we'll be back to normal from December 5th, World of Radio at 1330 on 9670. Several weeks ago on Worldwide, Alan Weiner was talking about being interviewed for the TV program Inside Edition. And now that has finally appeared, it's at least available on the website of InsideEdition.com. Not clear whether it went out on the nationwide broadcast because it's in a subsection called New York Gritty. It's an 8-minute interview with the lovely Angela by his side about his early pirate days. The video is entitled Why Pirates Hijacked the NYC Radio Airwaves from a Ship Off of Long Island. It includes lots of vintage video of the pirate ships. In the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiast Tip Sheet for December 2nd, Gary Vance in Michigan reports, World's Last Chance program via WBCQ on a new frequency, 5930, November 27th at 1350, with IDs at 55 and 14 UT. This would be the first time that the superpower transmitter at WBCQ has been able to use any frequency besides 9330. However, I suspect it's more likely a relay from some as yet unknown site. Nothing about this yet in the Twitter field of Alan Weiner. Since November 25th, the overnight Spanish frequency of WEWN had not been heard, 5970, when I check around 0725. However, it was finally back on the air as of December 1st. As of November 28th and 29th, WWRB's weekend broadcasts were still on 5050, not yet changed to the 3 MHz band as Dave had predicted, 3215 changing to new 3360 at 0200. In ABDX, Bob Smoke says, I just saw a video where Fox Sports used an EAS tone in a satirical clip. Emergency attention signals are a sacred cow by the FCC. Hold on to your hats, a huge fine will be forthcoming, and rightly so. Fox should know better. The employee who put that clip together should be fired immediately, because it is going to cost the company thousands. Mike Gorniak replies, this puts all the affiliates that aired the promo at risk for a fine. Technically, they are responsible for their individual violations. In practice, the FCC usually fines the network. ESPN and CBS have both been fined for this sort of thing in the past. The FCC demands, as part of a response to a notice of apparent liability, that the offending organization state what steps have been taken to ensure that the violation will not be repeated. Usually somebody gets fired as part of the offending organization's plan to demonstrate to the FCC that they are really, really sorry, gosh darn it, and this won't happen again. The FCC loves it. When stations ask for mercy ahead of time, it saves the FCC hassle of having to make the first move and gives the licensee an opportunity to demonstrate transparency and sincerity. Colin Newell says, as a journalist, I need to ask the tough questions. Can someone who's been in the hobby consistently for decades explain to me why Glenn Hauser has such seething contempt for Radio Havana Cuba in general and for Arnie Coro in particular? Admittedly, RHC's technical and operational competence has room for improvement, and I get that people might not like the country's government, but there must be something else going on here. For example, was there some public insult at a convention years ago? Or maybe one of them ran off with the other one's wife? Or does GH have personal connections with the Cuban expat community? Here is my reply. Nothing so personal. Although in U.S. terms I am leftist, I am also anti-communist, wherever it exists. Communism gives democratic socialism a bad name, especially for those who can't tell the difference. Cuba jams my program, even if inadvertently, since it's on WRMI 9955, which at some other times does carry exile programming. I have much more right to complain than others in the DX community who are not in such a position. RHC's own operations are beyond incompetent, and they also impact other shortwave stations. Why should I not call them out whenever they screw up, as I do some other stations? Arnie is or was frequency manager for RHC, so naturally any failures there would be his. I used to exclaim, "Thanks a lot, Arnie," whenever complaining about jamming. When it became clear that he is ill, I stopped doing this. As for Arnie and jamming, a subject he avoided on his show, but one time went so far as to justify jamming Radio Marti, since it broadcast instructions on how to build bombs or carry out terrorist acts. I rather doubt that, but who knows. Of course, jamming policy is probably above Arnie's pay grade, and we can hardly expect him to oppose it, whatever his true feelings may be. He is, however, proud of his role in establishing RHC soon after the revolution. Cuba blames the USA for its problems, of course never conceding that it is their own rotten government. This hardly makes friends over here. RHC toes the propaganda lines, so is beneath contempt as a source of true info about Cuba. I have no connections with the exile community, but I do see some interesting opposition stuff from the Diario de Cuba, DDC, which I've started linking, just to get the other side out. The closest to a public insult was Arnie once calling me a self-styled expert. I am far too modest for that. I've never styled myself as such. That is for others to assess. Zanzibar had been missing for a few weeks from 6015, but Ron Howard says he's hearing it again since November 28th, signing on at 0330, ZBC Radio. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, unsettled to active levels expected in the geomagnetic field, December 3rd to 5th, 12th to 14th, and 17th and 18th. The NK indices up to 10 and 3 and peaking at 12 and 4 on December 13th. Solar flux dropping from 88 December 5th to 80 December 13th and 14th, and then back up to 85. And so concludes World of Radio 2115. Glenn Hauser, hope you found it informative and will hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.